A contact at Lightning Semiconductor, who has been very helpful on GaiT and email, pointed me to this module on Taobao when I asked about getting an LN882H and or LN8825B development board. LN8825B has been discontinued and is no longer in production, and Lightning Semi do not ship dev boards outside of China. Despite my best efforts, I was not able to get a functioning / verified Taobao personal or business account, so I could purchase the module for direct shipment to the UK. Googling around, it seemed there were companies that will purchase from such restrictive sites on your behalf, then ship them onward to you. PandaBaoi.com is one such site. Using the whole Taobao URL in the search field, it seemed like it could be a success. Very cheap, but I expected shipping and taxes would be a lot more than the cost of the modules. I signed up and purchased two modules and a W800 Winner micro board. First, the items will be shipped to the PandaBaoi warehouse. When they arrive, they are photographed and stored in the warehouse against your account. Photographs are added to your order for inspection. This was the tracking time taken from order to storage at PandaBaoi warehouse. When your items are all received, you get to choose an onward postal service. I went with one of the cheapest, China Post / Royal Mail. The expected time to arrival was 2 to 3 weeks. There was an initial cost, but later a partial refund when final weight and parcel dimensions were calculated. In total, I think the whole order, end-to-end, was approximately £10, including the W800. The order arrived today, 22nd April, so a total of 3 weeks from first order. With the modules finally in hand and lifting inspiration from my previous NodeMCU CB3S transplant and this post here about a universal ESP board, which I got from AliExpress, I fit the module ready for analysis. Not knowing if the module would come with any development testing software pre-flashed, I looked out for any new wireless APs broadcasting. Sure enough, SSID MQ_CDAFA appeared. On connection, my wireless adapter was DHCP assigned an IP of 192.168.4.2 from server 192.168.4.1, like Tasmota OpenBeacon. Browsing 192.168.4.1 prompts for a username, password. My second guess was admin, which was correct. The home page of what comes up and Chrome translation to English and the remaining main tabs, you can drill down further to customize most areas. For example, APSTA null Wi-Fi mode on B9 GPIO2, URTX 1 pin for log printing, corresponding to pin 30. We get the following: had to use 2,200,000 baud, all good stuff, but I want OpenBeacon on it. Before erasing and flashing with OBK, I want to dump the firmware that it shipped with. The LN modules have their own GPIO/pad name/numbering system, so I need to know exactly to which pins on the ESP board each is linked. Using these images as a reference point, and the use of a multimeter to confirm continuity, we can map the pins. The mappings are ESP12F, MQ12F, TXD A2, RXD A3, GPIO5 A12, GPIO4 B3, GPIO0 A9, GPIO15 B8, ground, SKLK B4, MOSI B5, GPIO10 B6, GPIO9 B7, MISO A5, CS0 A4, VCC VCC, GPIO 13 A11, GPIO 12 A10, GPIO 14 A7, GPIO 16 A1, EN, chip EN, ADC A0, RST A6/RST. To get LN882H into download mode, we need to ground A9 as it's being powered. With the GPIO 0 A9 button on the dev board held down as the USB-C cable is inserted, the desired state is obtained. This is the exact method as described in the LN882H flashing guide. It appears you can actually release A9 once in download mode. I also achieved the same by bridging ground and GPIO0 pins on the underside of the dev board with a jumper cable. Now the Python script can be used with LN882H comtool.exe to download the factory firmware. The ESP Universal board has a built-in Winchiphead CH340 USB TTL chip, which for me was COM6, so my command to begin dump was. This took approximately 25 minutes. I attach the result. Then, as explained here and in the flashing guide referenced above, for the command line experience, I flashed OBK using the GUI flasher. After a reboot, the AP broadcasts as expected from 192.168.4.1 HTTP, you can.